Economic news released this week in the euro area suggests that the worst of the international economic crisis may be coming to an end. Europe's top two economies, Germany and France, and the 16-country eurozone as a whole, saw private sector business show far less shrinkage than previous months. The crisis was under discussion this week in Rome at a conference hosted by the Instituto Bruno Leoni, entitled The Challenges of Global Recovery. One of the speakers was Englishman Lord Brian Griffiths, vice chairman of Goldman Sachs International. When asked about the Pope's encyclical Caritas in Veritate, he said he was glad the Catholic Church is making its voice heard.
What the encyclical does is it gives society an agenda. The very fact that we're here discussing it, but not just here, the very fact that Times did that, it's an agenda for the whole of our society. And I think having the Pope do something like this, I mean, there are many practical proposals in this I strongly disagree with, but I think the very fact that a man of great spirituality and intellect has, I mean, he starts the conclusion, without God, man neither knows which way to go, nor even understands who he is. Well, the fact that that's put in a document which the whole world is asked to discuss, I say three cheers for that. Secondly, I think, to me, the great strength of the document is that it is actually a spiritual document. It is not primarily written for a social scientist. It's not an economic document or a political document or a social science document. It is actually, and I think its great strength, is that it is Christocentric. And it comes back to the teachings of Jesus time and again, and the nature of God's love and of truth.